Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today we're holding the Dafayim Dalet. We're on towards the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis by the two dots, where we have Rav Shimon Omer Minchas Chaitei, that the Minchas Chaitei of Kehanim is different than the regular Mincha of Kehanim, in that normally it's Kulo Kolio Toktar, without a kmitza. And here it needs a kmitza. You take the kmitza, and you're back there, the kmitza by itself, and the shiraya by itself. Until now, we had, in the beginning of the oven, like we closed with yesterday, we have the machlekes, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Whether or not, there's even a din, that whenever the kibbutz of a goy are brought, whether they're brought as an oila or not. And remember, if we, according to the way we hold ishish, that tells us that he's brought karbonis, that he's knighted karbonis, is that comes, does that come from svara, or does it come from exeris hakosuf? According to, we have ibay save a cry, by save exeris hakosuf. We have the din, let's say, the Gemara says, let's say there's a Yisrael that was chayiv to bring a shlomim, and he does it for the benefit of the Yisrael. We said even that the Gemara says, who would eat it? The Yisrael's eat it. The goyim would not be able to eat it. Is that a raya? The chlal legabi the dinim of mafresh karbon kadei shikapi is kapra by Yisrael. It's an more of an overall clear that we have, that we have spoken about in the past. In the case, let's say, where a person is mafresh a karbon for somebody else. Somebody else says, I have a chatos, I want to do him a toifen. The mafresh a chatos. Ruvein's chayim a chatos, I'll be mafresh a chatos for him. Now he's going to get a kapara for a chimen. Ruvein. They're not the one that I mafresh the karbon for. On the other hand, is the bailam on the karbon. Does he become the bailam on the karbon? The miskaper? Or is it the mafresh who's going to be chayim about the acher? Who stands there by the karm? You know, who's the karbani shalom karm hoyda ayman al gabav? Who's the one that stands there? The miskaper? Or is it the one that does it? Who's chayiv in who's going to be chayiv in the, let's say, all right, maybe the trufa be by a certain kind of a mincha. Yeah, that could be very well. And many snakes that we have the gabe these needed. And one of them is, who would eat it? Who has the schus achila? Now here it says that it's the bialim that does it. Is that a riot all over? Or maybe it's only over here because who else is going to eat it? You can't have the guy eat it. Yeah. There'll be an issue of having giving it to an arochal, arochal or yecholbo, that it does not only apply by carbon pesach, it applies by all things as well. And this is a big clear that we have, whether it was a riot from this Gemara, Shinin, it's an old Machlekes from Rizkarov and Rav Shmuel Razovsky, whether or not it's a riot from this Gemara, maybe over here it's different. And that's a big clear that we have, the Gabi Nagei Kamadinim. Another thing that we would have to clear about over here is, the Lashon HaTosfos in Avodah Zarah, where Tais says, ish, whether or not a guy who says, I'm the Kabbal upon myself to bring an oila. What is the diff? Do you make him bring the oila? Or you don't make him bring the oila? Like Rav Kivenger asks, you can't make him bring the oila. What is not the tzumah? Layachal dvaro. All it means is, ish, that if he brings it, the oila has a shem of being a legitimate oila. But not that you must leave to make him bring it. The Lashon HaTosfos in Avodah Zarah is, as we pointed out when we learned Avodah Zarah, is that we make him bring it, and all that comes from Kimenger. And Rav Kimenger asks, how could that be? What do you mean? He's not mitzvah le'yachol dvaro. How could it be that you're doing it? Ishish merely says that if he brings a carbon, it's called his carbon. And there's things that we spoke about that you see more on Ishish. That even if without the lav of the Yachud Varo, he would still, vice dice, have certain chiyuvim to do it, even though it's not one of the Zayim mitzvahs, but the Noyach. So if called Zayif, Avraham Avinu, he made a shmuel with Avimelech. Avimelech made the shmuel. If it did, what was Mechayv and Shmuel? What kind of a thing is that? And he's not Mitzvah and Layachal Dvaro. Who said he's pleased to keep it? It's not from the Zayin Mitzvahs. Yet you see that Vaisdais, a shame Shmuel or a shame Neder, is possible to have that, even if you're not Mitzvah or the Layachal in itself. All right, but this is going to be like a dinim of a guy's carbon that we have that's very Nagaya to us. where we are is the member of Reb Shimon Omer Minchas Feitei Shel Kehanim by the two dots around 10, 12 lines up from the bottom. Minani Mili, and how do you know it? Again?
On the bomber?
Yeah, he's not Mitzvah in it. He got a guy wants to make a bomber of his man has there. Yeah, we have that. He can do it. He's not Mitzvah. It's good. Not him. Only that, we were able to instruct him. We had to go by Rizvachim. And we had to go by Parashatas. That he had, yeah, he can do it. He can do whatever he wants. If he wants to bring it, he's not Mitzvah. It's good.
Yeah, they sent it to Rava. Rebbe, the Gemara the Rebbe is referring to at the end of Slachim, they sent it to Rabba. Send it to Rabba. Rabba taught them how to do it.
Yeah, Ephra Hormis
sent it to Rabba.
What do you mean, Ephra Hormis?
Yes, that's the Gemara the Rebbe is referring to, right?
That's what we pointed out there. Ephra Hormis was one of the chassidim of Rabba.
Yeah.
Right. We had remember that was one of the need. We had that Gemara Tzvachim also. Now what that was the gay in the Gemara of the making of his Mizbeach that has to be things that are new. You can't use you can't recycle other things. The making of the Mizbeach. That's Gemara Tzvach. You have that Gemara Menachos also. Okay. Reb Shimon Oimer Minchas Kaitei Shal Kaihanim Inan Midi. How does he know his din? That by a minchas chayte shel kaihanim, the din is by a minchas chayte shel kaihanim, you are mafresh the kaibitz, and you're makriv the kaibitz b'fnei atzma, and the shirayim b'fnei atzma, the Torah Rabbanan. V'hoysa la kayed ka mincha. What is this we learn from here? It should be to the kayed like a mincha. Shetei avaydasa, Kshayrabo, the Avaida, very big insight that we have here in this Gemara. Everybody should remember this. Shvahaisa, Halakayin, Kaminis, that the Avaida of the Karbin is kosher when the Kayin does it. What does that mean? Atuema Shate Avaidas, Kshayrabo, Eino Elo, Lahatir, Minchas Chayte, Shokayan. Maybe it means we'll see what maybe you can even be mutter b'achilu. It says you bring the whole thing on the mizbeach. Lo say yochel, can't eat it. Nobody eats it. Minchas nedvaso. Maybe that only applies to the minchas nedava. It goes on the silas machvas macheshes. You know, Minchas Mafesador. Yeah, you can have that. Maybe over there, the Chayva, maybe that's even able to be eaten, the Chayva. Minchas Chayte. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Yeah, Minchas Chayte. Maybe a Minchas Chayte is different. Chayvaso, tehinda chalas, tabut leimar, vahaisal akayin kamincha. It should be, this minchas chayte should be like a mincha. Which means what? Makish chayvaso, that's what it means. Makish chayvaso, the nidvaso. Nidvaso, eino nechalas, av chayvaso, eino nechalas. Just like the nidava is not nechal. The whole thing goes on the Mizbeach, Avchad Vaseh Nechalos, the Chayma also. Amrim Shimon. Oh, so get this Tanakama. What does Tanakama hold? That is no different between this or anything else. What do? You bring a Minchas Chayte on the Mizbeach. No Kmitza. No Kmitza. How do we own? You don't do a Kmitza. You do it all. The whole thing is a Kolol Toktar. No Kmitza at all.
What?
We'll see in a second. Wait. Amar of Shimon. No, Chidema Baisa Lakai and Kmit Chasol. Wouldn't say Kmit Chasol like he would normally say. It says kibincha meaning what? Lahakish. Minchas chayte shel kaihanim. It's compares makish to minchas chayte of a kaiyam kaihanim. Kibinchas chayte, not of like a minchas chayte shel Yisrael. And not like a regular mincha. A regular mincha that he brings you. You bring the whole thing on the mizbeach, finished. No kmitz and nothing. But over here, it's different. Come in, you do it like the minchas chayte of Yisrael. Ba minchas chayte shal Yisrael. It's nikmetzes. A minchas chayte shal kaihanim are nikmetzes. And therefore, there's a difference. What are you going to say? Ba minchas chayte shal Yisrael. Maybe you should say it's Nikmetzes and if Shirayim Arnecha Mishirel Decholim, Talmud Leima Lakayin Kamincha. Lakayin Kamincha, V'lo Leishim Kamincha. It goes to the Kayin, and the Kayin's din has a Mincha that he has to go, and like a Mincha of a Yisrael to do Kmitzah. But it's not that like the Ishim, like a regular Ishim, like the Mincha, you do the whole thing, the whole thing. Over here, you do the whole thing at once. You don't do the whole thing at once over here. You do each one by itself. Lo, the Ishim, the Mincha, Ketzad, Kaimitz, Karma, the Atzma, Shrive, Kraven, the Atzma. And the Kraven are Kraven, the Atzma. Now, another thing, like Shmuel Aaron just said, and that's the Mokar again of Reb Shimon. What does it start off with over here? Here it says what? What do we have here? Vahaisa lakaikvet shetei avayit ksherabo. Igvayis ksherabo. Akrebish ksherabo. Eidu al lahatir mitzvah tzaitishom dayhadit. Ksherabo. What does ksherabo mean? So the Gemara says, we have a yisoid. We have a yisoid. We know it already from Bava Kamma. But the Gemara now tells us, if something's not the Gemara, what is it telling us in Sherbo that the Kayin himself?
Yes,
the Kayan himself is able, doesn't have to. He doesn't have to, but he's able to bring it. And he's able to reject if he wants. He doesn't have to follow through with the Mishmar and the Beisav. That's the current ones that are ones that are doing the Avaida. Just like we have, it's not only by a mincha, by the way, of course, like any carpet. Kayin wants to bring a shlomo. A Kayin maybe has to bring a shlomo. He has to bring an oila. He wants to bring an oila. Maybe it's a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah, all right. But he can make whatever other reason that he has to do it. Maybe he wants to bring a chatos. He has to bring a chatos. He ate chayla b'shegig. And he's coming now to go bring a carbon. They tell him what he means. All the kahanim are there. A separate mishmar. They have. He says, yeah, I'm a private individual. I'm from a different Beisav. It's not my turn in the rotation for another 3 months for my Mishmar. I'm off duty, but I have to bring my own part private one. Everybody clear out. I'm bringing my own carbon. The day is, he's not bound. He's not bound to that Mishmar or that Beisav that's currently or that's today doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash. He can bring it himself.
Whenever
he comes, that he wants to bring his own carpet, he can. So it comes by Rabbi Mincha also the same thing. So what's the Gemara telling us?
What about the butter? He gets the butter?
What?
He gets the busser also?
He gets the or.
Yes. Yeah, he'll get it. Yeah, he'll get the or. Here, hello. Yeah, he'll get the busser also. Yeah.
Oh.
B'nayin, l'kayin, shabot, makriv, karbonaisav, b'chol eis, and b'chol shah, sheyirtza. Tabadlebar, v'chol avas, nafshay, b'sheiris. In which case, so what are you telling me? Over here, he can bring the carbon himself. You may also have a bit had a bit of a sheba el achet, sheba al chet. Maybe it's only a regular carbon. We're talking, remember here, about a minchas chayte. Maybe over there, by a chatos, it doesn't apply even. Avol dava sheba al chet. Maybe he can't take advantage of it himself. They below, bahad nabi. May hachad afke, will you mean that from over here? What do you mean? Paisa kakayin kamincha? That's the reason where we learned it out from, like our pasuk. We learned that out from another place also, Vasam Nafka. The Chiper HaKayin Al HaNefesh HaShageges V'cheta Mishkoga. We have another pasuk. The Lamech HaKayin Miskaper Mayidei Yatzvah. Even if he brings the carbon himself, he's able to do it. And therefore, yeah, the Chiper HaKayin, maybe that's true. I'm amazed. Let's say he brings a carbon where he didn't amazed the chet. He brought a chatas where he did the chet amazed. Maybe he doesn't have that kayach, the option to go do that. Look, of course, where's the case of amazed that he brings a chatas? It'll have to be only by case. He swore, it doesn't say, vanilla, and therefore over there that's a special din. Maybe over there he cannot bring the carbon himself. What about Yom Kippur? No, I'm talking about him said bring it for himself. Let's say Kayan, during the year, he brings it for himself. He's bringing a carbon for himself, and he wants to bring it himself. I don't want everybody to bring my carbon. I want to bring it myself.
Right,
I said it would be different for the carbon that's founded to bring the status for himself. Grandfather,
Kipper, that brings
carbon for... It's for everybody. He brings it for everybody. There, he brings it for everybody. All right. Brings it for everybody over there. Yeah. All right. So here it says again, Reb Shimon Aymer, Abishkatanya, the Yidach, and another price that we learned. Reb Shimon Aymer, Minchas Kaite Shal Kaihanim, Ikmetzes, Akaimitskar of Bifnei Yatzmo, Vashirayim Kraven Bifnei Yatzmon, another price that we learned, this is Reb Shimon, Minchas Kaite of Kaihanim, it's Ikmetzes, Kaimitz and Skar Bifnei Yatzmo, the Shirayim are Kraven Bifnei Yatzmon, and Rabbi Lazar, Reb Shimon, Oymer, Akaibitz Karb Liatzmo, Ashirayim, Mispazrib Al Beis Hadesha. What do you do with the Shirayim? The Shirayim are Mispazer Al Beis Hadesha. Now, what is that? What does it mean? In other words, you don't bring it on the regular place. It's Mispazer. Al Beis HaDeshen, whatever Beis HaDeshen is. Wait. So now the question is, so what does it mean? First of all, we do it Al Beis HaDeshen. Rashi over here, if you take a look first at the Perish, not the Ksav Yad, what does he mean it's Al Beis HaDeshen? Ela al beis hadeshen. See the Rashi. Ela beis hadeshen al matzah. Lemakayim shemashlech mura v'noitza. This is a chiddush. Where does it mean? It means the place on the eastern side of the mizbeach. When you throw the mura v'noitza. So shuvas hadeshen and the term v'noitza ain't so akavish. The Shemayim, the Blayim, they were swallowed up and they absorbed in the ground. The Shemayim is Spazer. That's what you do with it. Chiddush, Rashi learns that's based on Deshim. If you look at the Ksav Yad, see the Ksav Yad, the Rashi down below,
Ilumata.
We have either Lamata. Al Shevach Adeshen. Ba'azara. Here at the bottom he says Shevach Adeshen the Azara. It means the place where they burned Kutcha Psulim. Not on the eastern side of the Mizbeach. The Shevach Adeshen that's there in a pile of ash in the Azara that they have when they burned Kutcha Psulim. You don't have that? Right? It's very interesting. You have chutz. You have that in the Azara. Yeah. That is, there's a reason why you have that girsa. Not, I don't know what everybody else has. What? You have Azara. Yeah, I have. You have b'chutz? Yeah?
Yeah.
That's very interesting. It's more beduyik the way you have it. We have Ba'azara, it's referring to the pile of ash where they burned Kutcha Psulim. Shmuel and his Gemara has B'chutz in the Rashi, very interesting. If you take a look at Tosfos, that's how he brings the Rashi. If you take a look at Tosfos, Ida Lamata, Perish B'Kutris, Al Shevach Hadashin B'chutz. See, that's the way everybody else has, including me. I have my Gersa, the Rashi is Ba'azara. You also have Azar. Shmuel have Bechutz. Tosfos quotes the Rashi as being Bechutz. Because he
came.
Yeah, it's a bracket. He came. Have this will be Yitzay. If it's not Bechutz, I'm Shmesh. What does it mean Bechutz? He's doing it Bechutz as another Shevach Hadesh. It's not inside the Azar. Because he came. Have this will be Yitzay. What are you doing? You're going to go take the carbon and take it outside the Azara. It's kutchi kutchi. It's going to become pasul miyitzer. Ella nira ba'azara b'makom shesham paramusir b'nisrafim k'niyama b'perek tzvul yayim. Ella ikain ha'minisul miyitzer. Ella nira ba'azara b'makom shesham paramusir b'nisrafim k'niyama b'perek tzvul yayim. The Shleisha de Shadimhein. Like the Gemara tells us in Tzvachim, there are three Shevach Hadeshens. Three Shevach Hadeshens, by the way, of all three, none of them referring to the Shevach Hadeshen, like Rashi tells us in the Parish. They're really four. Not referring over here at all to the side of the Mizbeach, the Samoetz al Mizbeach, Haitikaparsha, Parsha Sav. Neither one of them, the three over there, are not this at all. But it means, the way the Gemara is telling us, it's referring to there are three. The Gemara says in Zvachim, there are three Beis Hadeshens, or Shevach Hadeshens. There are three. One in the Azara, one the Har Habayis, and one where the Paramat Israfim Chutz LiYerushalayim. V'hei Mahadis Nan, V'perek HaYanaito, Amin Chasa Mispazeres, that's where we're talking about. For Rabbeinu Tam Farid, the Malkum Shemanichet Shumas Hadeshen Eitzel HaKevish. We have another way, which happens to be, he brings it from Rabbeinu Tam. That's the way Rashi learns in the Berish, it's referring over there. So it's a question of here, what this means over here, what the whole Gemara means, regarding this.
The whole thing is not. Hopefully, it's not on top.
But
it's not like you said before. That's all on top together. From Lazar Shimon, split up. What was the Christian there? Shimon. Lazar.
So there the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Hakayim It's Karbi Atzmai, Vashirai, Mispazrin, Al Beis Hadeshin, whatever it means. Maybe it means on the side of the Mizbeach, maybe it means on the Machim of the Psil of Mekdoshin, maybe it means outside.
But
no, 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 but it certainly does not mean in the Machim of Torah. That we know it's not. Amrachim Araba, Havi Bar Rabbi Yechon was Ma'ayin, and this Svar, what does he mean? Beis Hadeshin, the Hecha. What we took, so he didn't know what it meant, the Hecha. Edil by law, does it mean in the Mokha Maktara? What does it mean based on that? What place on the top of the Mizbeach, where you're normally Maktar? I know of Ula, that it's the same thing as Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon certainly didn't mean that. Based on that, he's talking, you need a Mazar, you're going to do the regular Maktara. Edil Mata, which is one of these things, isn't Lamata on the side of the Mizbeach? Is it Lamata means in the Bacham somewhere in Azara? Does it mean outside the Azara? One of the ways that we have. A kind of a way of being Maktabi, of doing El Kathila, to go ahead and burn something there? It's a case for Psulim. Or something, unless we talk about Parma Nisrafim. Yeshlucha Davar Shekarim Lamata. Who ever heard of such a thing? You don't do an Avayin of a carbon that you do it Lamata, you do it on the Mizbeah. You put the ash over there on the side of the Mizbeach, it has nothing to do with it afterwards. Everything is already done to it. Tzilam Gushin, same thing. You have to get rid of it. Omar Lay, Rav Abba, Dilma Liyimud. Maybe what it means, Eidachanami. Maybe you get rid of it. That's its point. Not to do an Avaida with it. Do Liyimud. Achichulay, I asked them. They laughed at that. Chieshla Davashakarav Liyimud. You bring it something lekatchila as part of the carbon. You do it to get rid of, and therefore they didn't like that.
What's
the difference? Yeah, it says, yeah. You're going to go and do that. Now, obviously, he's not bothered by that. Not only that, but he'll be either mechuyim minchas chayte. That's what he has to bring. Now he's not bothered by that. We have a clear what this is, by the way. There's the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi is Mesupik. The Pshat and Reb Shimon. When you go and you're back to the Shirayim, does that have a din like Haftaras Emurim? Or does it have a din like the Kaimitz? You have to do it by Lila? Can you do it by Lila? Huh? Can you do it by Lila? Can you do it, or does it have a din like the Kaimitz? You do it by Lila or not? What happened if he dies? Can you bring it to Lachar Misa? Is there going to be a Psul Machshava by it? The different things that we have. For example, let's say a person would go and he would think a Machshava Psula Vishas Kmitza. By the Chatas, he passes it. Let's say he thought they machshava of Shalom Lishma by the Shirayim. Will he passel it? Or, let's say, could he do it by Lila? Like a Murim? And it hasn't been like a Murim, so of course he's not going to be able to passel it. I'm going, yes.
Well, there's no so much stuff about it.
Reb Shimon.
Wait.
Maybe not. No. The chayrat. No. It's much easier to hear. According to that, it would not work. Yeah, but I mean, the regular Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, by Avichas Chayte, who holds that the chayrat goes on the mizbeach and the shirayim go on the mizbeach. What is the status of that haktara of shirayim? Has it been like a murim? A kid to a balayla? Can you passel it? Or it hasn't been like the kibbutz.
Usually,
I get them cut. Right? Yeah. Well, no, they usually eat it. Or over here, by regular, when there's no kibbutz, the whole thing is one big thing you put on the spam, there's no kibbutz. But over here, if you're splitting it, here we have the suffix. It's Yerushalmi.
Are you mailing it?
It's the suffix.
Rebbe, you're not mailing it, right?
What?
I mean, you are mailing it. There's still me'il on it, right? There's still me'il on it because it's not, there's no hetel l'kayin in.
Well, there's no hetel l'kayin in. No matter what.
Because there's no hetel l'kayin in, right? The shirayim. Shirayim normally is no me'ila.
That part is a portion. No, about a me'ila there is. It's a me'ila by a murim also. The shirayim is whether or not it's the same thing as the kaimits or not.
Right, I understand.
It's not shirayim like this or not. That part is portion. That it's avada, there's going to be me'ila. There's no hetel to eat the shirayim. The question is, that which you're makter it. You're makter it like a murim, or you're makter it like the kaimitz? It has din akhtaris kaimitz, or does it have a din of akhtaris a murim?
A murim is just a question of
a something that we have. Yeah. No, come on. He's not bothered by that. That's his time, the reason against him. He holds that there is such a thing over here. You do it, maybe you do it with Ibut. Maybe it's an Abi. Oh, yeah, but wait a minute. You have the limu that we have here. All right, he's not bothered by that. It'll be a unique carbon that has he learned to remember from Sarah Sarkozov over here.
And that's
spasm. No, but again, how he holds that.
Tani
avod or above it. Now, kol minchas kayin kol el tiyya lo sayachil. We have a klal, as we all know. A minchas kayin is always kol el, but besides that, there's a lav, you're not allowed to eat it. Doesn't have to know how to shirayim.
Was that
person
by Habitu?
Kol minchas kayin. Okay. Any minchas kayin, no. Kol El tia lo se yochel. No, this is not by the chadith. No. La chila hikshesif, lo lo davar acher. But there's something about it. It says, la chila kom kichas kayin, kol el tia lo se yochel, la chila lo davar acher, the Gemara is my ka'omar. What is it coming to tell us? My ka'omar Rashi says, o bahai kra gufek sim kol el tia. If it says kol el tia, it says lo siya. So what's it coming to tell us lo sayachel? What here, lo sayachel, bahaga, Rashi says here, the Ksav Yad, I'm reading. Aminchas kaivoso shel kayin. The answer is going to be referring to that. So the Gemara says, Omer abayachi kaomer. Kol minchas kayin lo sayachel. The chayvaso is going to be kol el tia. Nidva kol el chayvaso. Kol el tia. Nidvaso. Then the dove is going to be, in other words, we're splitting up the pasuk between two menachas. What we're coming to do over here is going to two menachas. When it's referring to Leibar, lo say yachel, v'kala nami habi. Rashi over here says, v'kula kra b'chana mincha. If the whole thing is talking about one mincha, it all had to do with, say kala tia. And I'll know that it's lo say yachel, of course. So the Gemara is saying, it's talking about two types of menachas. Amar le rava, sakina chriva, misika kroi.
Can't do that.
That's rule. Against the rules, even though it's not a lot of times. But all right, but it's a daichik in how to read the pasuk. We'll put it that way. And therefore, so it's something gemara. So freiting gemara, you say got a sakina chareivah. Ela barava. How should we read the pasuk? Kol minchas kayin kolil tia. Any minchas kayin kol el tia, nidvaso lo seyachel, kol minchas kayin kol el tia, nidvaso, kama, lo seyachel, chavaso.
He sticks in the words, the pasuk.
Yeah. So what he's saying again, he's saying,
wow, that's better.
Sakina, yeah. Before it says that it's.
And he's not doing the same thing.
Yeah. So we're saying, so what it's telling us is, again, kol mikas kol tiyani vasal, lo seyochol chavasal, v'yayim v'chada, mistabra nitvasal havalei lirvo yishakein tindira. It's more taught there. Lo chiti, Basim reche. Adarab, let's go right back to this. Adarab, maybe you should say, Chavasa avalei lirvuye, Shkeini sarin, Chayva, yeah, but hanach nefisha. Let's see the Rashi that we have here.
Right.
Sakina Kharifa, Babsiki Kwai, the God of Kleber, the Darish Seifa, the Kra, the Resha. What we're doing is, again, see the Rashi, lo se yochel. Mahana rabichas kaivasa shal kayin. Kleimar. The way se yochel is going back. Kleimar. Lo se yochel. We call it nabi habi. It's lo se yochel ad kalil. The kula kra, b'chada mincha, mishnai, the whole thing is talking about one big thing, one mincha, because let it just say, kalil tiye, v'na yadana, d'lo se yachem. Why have that? Sakina harifa, klayma, k'lagavai klayma, the dori seifa, d'kwele reisha. That is the problem. The problem is, you're flipping the regular seifa back to the reisha, it's all talking about the same minchas chayva. They could have said it all together. The Yepuchana, now the Gemara is saying no. You split the Pusik, that's not a problem. If the Gemara will stop splitting the Pusik, it's not. They're talking about the Dava and a Chayva. The Yepuchana, maybe they'll say, the Chayvaso is Kaleo, the Lodivaso. Maybe you should say, maybe the whole din, it only of Kaleo, only applies when it comes to a chayva, that there's no din of kalil b'chla by the dava. Mistabra nidvasu havalei the revi'ili is kalil kichavitin. The kalil, it's mistabra that it should be daime. The chavitin, it has the same din, just like by the chavitin, it's kalil, this should also be kalil. Why? Shkei tadira shiachal isnada b'chal yoyim, kichavitin, shabai b'chal yoyim. Pasim reche kasher kosum the famous shebetvus shkeli sarin chavitim chayte ein yachal lahavi ali sarin echad or shkeli sarin chavitim chayte ein yachal lahavi he can only bring one sarin, right? But the dava, he's able to bring whatever he wants yachal isadin even till 60 kol rabbanin. Okay, so now what does it tell us? Rabbanan high. So this is all what we're saying. So what do we do? Havalei mishkeni sarin chayva hanuk nefisha. Rabbanan high called minchas kayin kol el tia lo se yachel mayo delay.
We use it for other Shimon.
You were going
tomorrow was the rabbi was a rishon that the shirayim was spoken.
I'm going to be spoken on Beis
Hadash. The rabbi, people in Tashkia,
other rabbi. La achila hikshesim, below the davar acher. It says, Amar Abaya, hachi ko amar, ko minchas kayen lo se yachel, ko vaso, ko vaso, ko lil tia nid vaso. Now we're bringing some kind of a chilek.
So we're asking,
might
come in ko lil tia. Like Rav Shimon. The Gemara was asking, ko lil tia, ha ba hai kwa gufi, it says that, ko lil tia.
It's is not unnecessary.
It's unnecessary.
Because it's called too. It's gone. Right. They're all about the
Noachim. So now the Gemara, what the Gemara is coming on, it's being mechalik. Just one second. Let me just see the. I'm looking at the Ksav Yad over here also. Yeah, also. Yesh lecha davar shekarv. Natani avud rabavim. Letrutzei taimu the Rav Elazar Reb Shimon. He's coming to me with tarets. The reasoning of Rav Elazar Reb Shimon. The vadai leibud karev. In other words, he was bothered by, could it be such a thing? How can he have such a hakrava going le'ibud? The answer is, you do it. Yeah. He says you can have it. He's coming to answer that. Yesh lo adam shekarim le'ibud? She'afishu l'katchilu l'cha? Tanya, so what is he coming to tell us? Tanya v'udar abavin. Ten be metaritz, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon. The vadai, that's true. Don't worry about it. The vadai le'ibud karev. L'achila ikshesit, minchas kayem l'chavitim, shelo seyachel, v'lo l'dover acher, shehesh shirayim iskarvin, l'vadai mispasrit. And therefore it's l'imut. It is l'imut. That's how he's learning it. That's how he's making the drasha.
And the rest is what on the
called here. Yeah, and now the Gemara says, so that's his drasha, he's splitting the puzzle. He's splitting the puzzle. And therefore, the Gemara now has a kasha. All right, so that's all. The whole Gemara that we just had for the last 5 minutes is kind of like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon.
Correct.
Now the Gemara went, what did the Rabbanan do? What do they do with the two words? Because they all want what? The whole thing is different. The whole thing, it's like a regular mincha. It's a regular mincha, it's kind of. You've heard the whole thing, so no split between the kibitza or anything else. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Not Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. So what do the Rabbanim do? How do you know that it's a term by the Abichas Chayva, a Chayva? Litein is a Amr Shel Zeb or Zeb, it's a Amr Shel Zeb or Zeb. How do you know? Talmud Leimar, Kalil, Kalil, Lekzei Reshova. Nebekad Kalil, Benemar Lahalam Kalil. Abichas Nadava, by a Chayva, it says Kalil. Ma la hala bikalu tokta rakha bikalu tokta. Uma ka dite lo sasi alachiloso. Apa hala dite lo sasi alachiloso. It's coming to tell you that the dinim aren't the same or they're interchangeable. Whatever dinim that you have, by a mechas nadava, you have by a mechas chayva, the same thing, and the other way also. Therefore, what? Tachtaina gets either bottom, the last two lines of the Rashi. El Yaina is the Chabita. See, Kalil Tokhtar. Now we got the Achal Chilasa. Eino, Oiver Balav. Tachtaina, Ishar, Minchas Kayadiv Lamata. Where there it says, Melo Seyachil, the Kalil Lo Havi.
They merge together.
That's what I would say for the Psukim themselves.
Right.
And they're interchangeable, that they're going to be the same. Each one is kolil, and each one has a lav, because we have the kolil to you that we have by both. The kayin that ate from the emurim. What is the din over here? What did he eat from? He ate Kloyus, the Aseres HaKovit, and what you know, Lam Dezar Mahu. Let's see what it says. It says, Lam Dezaros, the Lam of Zaros, wait a second, we're not happy, we don't clear about it. Avada, he's over on that. He come Lam Dekolil Tia, my. What does it mean, lav desaris? It comes to Ksav Yad over here also. What do you mean, lav desaris? Abani is a zar over here, look at me, this. He's a kohen.
No,
normally, you know, but he's a kohen, it's not Israel. What do you mean, zaris? But he is a zar, look at me, this, of course.
Look
at me, Aymurim. Yeah, Aymurim. Lav desaris, what lav are we talking about? Chazar le'yachal kodesh. That's very schwer. That passing is talking about Truman. Chazar le'yachal kodesh. Tosfos comes over here mutzach on this point. Lab the zaris that Rashi learns chazar le'achal kodesh. It's really going on another pasuk, and we're not talking about the regular din of zaris. We're talking about this din that a kohen is not allowed to eat that either. He's not allowed to eat that.
Anything he can't eat.
By the way, yeah. Le'yachav kodesh, and then again, lo kami vayli, kikam vayli, the lav of kolil tia, which is by a mincha, right? Lo kami vayli, see the gedik savyat, the vaday chayim, sharei zar hi etzlo. He's a zar, etzol it. He's not a regular zar. We're talking regular zars. Kikam vayli, lav the kolil tia, mikoy nami, akol haniktarim, of course, it's talking about a mincha. We're talking kol tia lo seyata. But we want to know, once it's kol tia, is that a binyanav legabe other things that have to be burnt? Even if it's not a mincha, there's not going to be an automatic lav. Lo kamei by, ki kamei by li lav the kol tia by. Amar avar and the ravina toshim on the side of Rabbi Elazar Omer. Kol shehu mikol el tia litad lo sasi al achilosa. This did, yeah, it's a unique rabbarim. Yeah, rabbarim. We have rabbarim, we should remember this.
What?
Yeah.
This is Rav.
What'd you say?
The thing Rav says it's Rav.
Rav, Amar Lei, no. Amar Lei.
Rav.
Amar Lei, Rav. No, he didn't take that out.
What
he puts in the word lay, followed by the word Rav. Rav Aaron, not taking out the name. No, that's not what it means. No. Omar lay, we don't have Omar lay. He was even retorted. So what the Gemara is telling us over here now is also a very big issue. We haven't got a lot of dinim today. Remember, everybody should remember the din that a kohen that comes and fronts to bring a carbon, whenever he brings it, chayva nedava, he's not meshubed. Vav chalav es nafsho, he's not meshubed to the beis av. Everybody should remember that. It's a gemara of the kama, we know it from there, but the gemara repeats it over here. And whenever something which is brought on the mizbeach, you eat it, besides the lav of zaris, there is also a din of lo se yachel that we learned from a carbon mincha.
Is it
kolil?
Is it lo se
yachel? No, lo se yachel. Kolil tiya, wherever there's a din that it has to be hooked or al gabay amizbeach, if you eat it, you're going to be over a lav. They have a here a murim. We have the kloyes. The service akovei. Person eats that. There's a lav of lo se yachel that we have to tabaka for that. We learn that from a mincha. Maybe I should just mention one thing over here also. Maybe I should mention one thing. When we talk about the din, according to Rabbi Elazar, or that there's going to be a din of Shemrayim, the din of Shemrayim that's Mispazer al Beis Hadeshet. And what are we saying? It doesn't make sense. It goes le'ibud, right? Immediately, or you need a word surah? Yes.
Overnight.
You'll need a word surah. Or you burn it immediately. What happens? According, we'll go minchas chayte of a kayin. A minchas kaite of a kayin, according to Rabbi Elazar and Reb Shimon. He brings the kayimits on the mizbeach, the shirayim on his spazer al beis hadeshet. immediately, or you need Imur Tzura. Karanaira clears this for us. We can even not like Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. We wanted to know what kind of a din it is. Is din of Hakdaras Eimurim? Is it able to be done by Laila? If you go and you think Machshava Shelo Lishma by it, what will be? That is another clear. Not like Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. Like Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, though, it means that the Shirayim are responsible on Beis HaDeshen for the purpose of Ibud. Okay. Immediately? Or the purpose, or you have to have Ibur Tzurim. That's a separate clear that the Kerenaira has, the Gabi whether or not, the Gabi how you do it, according to Blazer Reb Shimon, that it's Misabe. But things normally, the way you get rid of them, in the case where it's not Psula Magufa, it's called Psula Magufa. And therefore you burn it immediately or not.
Why is it
Psula Magufa? It's like not Psula. Not Psula Magufa. That's why it's Svara.
That's why it's Svara.
You would say Enochadabi probably needs Ibur Tzura. Not Mashma like that, though. From the whole thing of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, remember, he's getting it from the Psukim. So what does he mean? Does he mean the Karanaira has this suffix, the Klal Lagabi this din? What happens going to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon if it needs Ibur Tzura or not? Yeah.
I would say not.
Yes?
What does this mean to be all the...
Yeah,
the
what?
About kaiyin, that any time a kaiyin brings a carpet with a silo that should have a thing of cover, or is it just going to get a moon? What is it?
No. When there's something that's burned on the Mizbeah, a murim, we know that nobody's allowed to eat it. It's kachi kachi, remember, there's no heter achila, and therefore Avad, he's going to be mayo. He's going to be mayo the Agdish. Now we're adding another thing besides that. Yeah. For this kayin, it could be a separate lava of Lasse Yachel, correct. Minchas kayhane, minchas kayin
amoshiyah. Rebbe said he wants to tell us a Revarin. Rebbe said you wanted to say a Revarin. Didn't Rebbe say there's a big Revarin?
No, the Gemara says Revarin. What?
I thought there was a Revarin that the Mishnah Revarin Rebbe wanted to say.
No.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
Yeah, there's an Abaira here, Revarin.
I thought Rebbe saying a Revarin. Rebbe, how come Rebbe, the Amorim Achelev, so how does he get Karis? You're right. He violates.
No.
You mean only the Yisrael Chalev or not?
Yeah. We're not talking about the Yisrael Chalev yet. Minchas Kaya Mashiach. Yes. Minchas Mesachim, they all go to Mizbeach. They all, of course, go to the Mizbeach. B'yeimahem the kaihanim, b'yeimahem the kaihanim don't get any skos achila at all in that. U'vazeh yaf ha-kayach mizbeach, b'kayach ha-kaihanim. And with that, the kayach of the mizbeach is stronger, better. With the kayach of the kaihanim, the mizbeach gets more of a skos than they do. Shtei alechem is the opposite. Shtei alechem, lechem ha-panim, nechalim the kaihanim, they are nechal to kaihanim without anything going to the mizbeach. You don't have anything else. That's the only illustration that you could have. What happens the following cases? The lika ayla. That's you think it's the only case when a mizbeach gets more than the kaihanim. An ayla, the mizbeach gets everything. No, it doesn't. Ikaira. The Kaihan, what do you mean by Ikaira Sa'if? What happens to an Ikaira Sa'if? There's no ire over there for the Kaihanim. Ika more of an Ikaira. Yeah, but then the more of an Ikaira don't get there on the whole thing either. The more of an Ikaira gets thrown away on the eastern side of the Mizbeah. What about the Sachim? The Ivo Ika, the Sachim.
She's
Lishita Nusli. Wait, there's something about because they go to Lishita Nusli.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what happened? Well, he could have sucked him. The Gemara thought, what was the Gemara's kasha? Moika the Sachem?
That's more than the Kayanis.
That's the Mizbeh gets more.
The
Kayanis.
The doesn't get it either.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. The Mizbeh, I'll care, Nachamon.
No.
It goes to the Shita.
No,
wait to the Yesh of it. Well, he got a Sachem, the Shita, and Usli.
No one gets anything.
Nobody gets anything. Omai, Bezu, La Funky, the Omar Shmuel. So what does it mean, Bezu? To the exclusion of Shmuel. Shmuel told us, Abisnadet, we hear that's the, what we see on the Omar Shmuel, Abisnadet Yayin. What do you do with it when a person is Menadet Yayin? Remember, like we had in Zvachim, one with Shmuel Hill. May the Mizalfin Al Gabi Halishim. You go and you sprinkle it on the Yishim. If you hold that way, there's no lava Sikhba, of course, and then how could it be? It's Ada Miskavid, it's only Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, and it's not a secretion, all the things that we spoke there. And, but, Kavash Malon, that it's not like Shmuel, but we have a different way, whether the double to the Sheetan Osley, the Silei the Shmuel, the Amash Malon, it's not the Shemen. It's a riot. This is a riot of Shmuel who says that if you're Menadev Shemen, Kaitza, you do a Kmitza of Ishyarim Becholim. Well, is that why? Because this is not included in the Mishnah. So that's a riot. It's a riot of Shmuel where he holds that when it comes to being Menadev Shemen, you would do it. It has it did like a Mincha. Yomashav is Menadev Shemen. You're Kaitza of Ishyarim Becholim. That's why that's not included in the Mishnah. If you take a look, of course, this is a problem. The Pashtus of the Gemara is very difficult. If you take a look at Tosfos, Kaitzai Mishiyarim Dechalim. See that Tosfos? Abel Yayin Tzolohu V'yeshem Kaitzai. Yayin, you cannot be make a kmitza from it because it's a liquid. And the Shemen? Shemen is more viscous. So what?
Still hard.
Hell, it's still liquid. The viscosity is more than wine.
Well,
but how do you make it congeal from Shemen? This is a very difficult thing.
It congeals.
And what, not only that, by wine, I think there's a time, even the wine could dry up. You see, but the taste is saying you do regular wine, it's not going to be like that. So what we have over here is, so this, okay, now. So this is like any other things that we spoke over here. So you see that Tosfos holds, that he's telling us that by Yayin, what would you do? There is no Kibitzah. Why would I think that there should be Kibitzah by Yayin?
Regular mincha.
What's Yayin have to do with a mincha? What's Yayin? Yayin's the sachet. Why would I, let's say, theoretically speaking, that you can make a kmitza from Yayin. Why would I have to do that? I'm giving it for the sachet. What's Tosfos what? We have a very big yisoid here in this Tosfos. That Yayin, the Sachem, where do we know that you can be Menadim the Sachem? It's in the Parsha of Menachos. There's a tzad that it would really be a Mincha. There's a tzad that Taras Kayanim tells us that. It's going to be varied again. Maybe I'll talk about tomorrow. Maybe I'll talk tomorrow. I'll have to say for tomorrow. We're running up against the clock. The Chatzisu Eif goes completely to with the Kayin. Doesn't go to the Mizbeach. Yeah, but he can Toma. I believe like Shem Shal Mitzayra goes to that. He can Matan Isov. Get the no. He doesn't eat it. And then a Matan is that you have to give by the Shem.
That's right.
Oh my, Bezul, La Fuki, Mimada, Omar, Shte Alechem, Habos, Mishmei, Atzman. We have, remember that about the Omar and Memzayim, Memvav, that about the Omar we had about Machlokes, Meshnei Alechem, that are brought by themselves, If you hold right like Rabbi Akiva, that's you don't have to have the kvasim. What do you do with it? Do you eat it, the shtei alechem, or you burn it? It's going to be totally in that. Now, therefore, the Afuki from the Mabad Yomar, who holds that it's able to go to Sreifa, when the Kahanim don't get at it. Call Hamadach is spirit, and that's, what? 7:15 already. All right. Okay. All right, we'll have to snap it.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.